Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's show, Rob and Scott drink a wine that Scott brought because he's a dumbass, and Sugar Beet Ranch's Lodi Cabernet. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I am joined by a perplexed Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Hello. I'm perplexed.
Oh, my God. Well, folks, it's the second episode of the evening, and what I've done tonight, first of all, we've sent Triple B off to bed, and I've pulled out a wine Scott bought for the show to drink, to put in your body. I don't know. This is a wine that I refer to often. Normally, though, I don't refer to it by its name. I refer to it by its acronym, like Beat Your Meat Wine or Sweet Meat Beat Your Meat Wine.
Well, you like that.
Yes. This wine is called Sugar Beet Ranch. They're Cabernet from Lodi.
Lodi.
Sugar Beet Ranch.
You know, there's a lot of great cab-producing regions in the world. There's a lot of great cab-producing regions in the Western United States.
Yes.
There's a lot of great cab producing regions in California.
Yes.
Lodi is just not one of them.
I heard there's a tire shop near Lodi that's pretty good. That's what I've heard.
Cabbage? I think they grow cabbage really well.
I mean, we've had a zin or two that we've liked from Lodi. We've had a petit sirah or two from Lodi-ish that we've liked. But that's about it. Like Bogle Old Vine Zin comes from the Delta, not necessarily Lodi, but from the Delta. It's fine. What I have a problem with Lodi is, I know it's fairly small. It's near Sacramento, just south of Sacramento. It's not that big. And so many wines apparently come from Lodi that we're supposed to be so impressed by. It's not that big enough to support all these wines. This wine is dog shit. I don't know who makes it. I didn't look it up because I don't fucking care. It's vinted and bottled by Sonoma Bespoke. What the fuck that is? I don't know who that is. Look that up, Scott. They wrote on the back, though. They have a description on the back. Sugar Beet Ranch, Lodi Cabernet. In the lush, storied farmland surrounding Lodi, California, the soils are rich and the history is legendary. It's not. In a bygone era, this was sugar country, and oh, how sweet it was. This is a little foreshadowing to that. Over time, the farms transformed into premium wine-growing region. And today, this area is known for growing some of the best the best Cabernet Sauvignon around. Around where?
The Bespoke Collection or Bespoke Wine?
What's the collection?
Yeah.
Both.
It's interesting because the Bespoke Collection is your passport to memorable lifestyle experiences in the Napa and Sonoma Valleys, Mendoza, Argentina, and beyond.
Well, lots of things.
They don't mention the Lodi.
Well, why would you? What do they make, though? Some other wines. Maybe we've heard of them.
Blackbird, Arena Wines, Ricardo, Galleries and Gardens. Let's see.
Blackbird Wine?
Yeah. Blackbird fly.
Blackbird singing in the dead of the night. Take these broken wings and learn
so
to fly.
So their email list from Blackbird Wines is called the blackmail list.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They've become a blackmail member.
I don't want to do that.
Qualify for pricing in perpetuity. Hoodie.
No.
No, seriously. yeah. Did you try it? He spat, folks. He spat.
No. It's one of those things where you smell. What we've done tonight is I've put it in three different receptacles to see if this wine is better in any one of them. So each one of us have the identical receptacles. We have a Riedel, wine series, a Cab Bordeaux glass.
Yeah, nice.
That's what we'd standardly drink it out of, the Cab Bordeaux glass. Next, we have a novelty glass. This is from RSV Vineyards, not too far from me here in Ohio. One of those little, you know, if you've ever been to one of these local vineyards, they have like these little basic, they're fun little glasses. But
almost akin to an oversized port glass.
Yes, a novelty glass. And then lastly, we have
a highball glass.
It's a highball glass.
A whiskey glass.
It's a whiskey glass.
Yeah,
so
a whiskey glass.
Three different ways. Which way is this wine the least objectionable? Because I'm sure it's going to be horrendous. I did not decant this because I don't want to put this in any of my decanters.
You didn't decant it?
No, it's sitting here in the... Why? You think anybody's going to buy sugar beet, beet your meat wine is going to fucking decant it?
Well, would you...
They don't even know how to spell decanter. They don't even know it starts with a fucking D. They don't even know anything... Decanter? Or canter? Was that a horse? What? They don't know
Enos,
shit.
Enos canter?
Nobody that knows anything buys this. I don't think anybody's ever bought... You're the only one's ever bought a bottle
That's
of
not
this.
True. That's not true.
You saw somebody else?
I've seen people purchasing this
Who?
Wine. Well, they weren't... They didn't look really intelligent.
Knuckle draggers. That's who they...
No, no.
Why would you buy this? Like, it says sugar on it. If it says sugar on the label, folks, no. No. So...
You know, you go in the Eagle... And there's the guy with the glasses.
It's a giant eagle.
Recommends wine.
I don't know that guy.
He's recommending this shit.
Did you kick him in the nuts?
Jim, no. You can go to jail for that.
You can?
Yes.
What if you run away real quick? I'll tell
you
know what.
The police are very fast.
I'll tell you what.
They chase young teens breaking into cars all the time.
I'll send William with you. You can take William with you. He does a good nut punching. And they're not going to mess with a 3- or 4-year-old. I mean, he'll punch him right in the nuts. He'll think it's funny, but his nuts will hurt. He'll fall down, lay on the ground, but still be laughing because some 4-year-old said, I'm going to punch you in the privates, and he did. And he won't be expecting it from the 4-year-old either, and you'll be in the clear.
And then I can release Bo on him. I can take William and Bo.
Yeah, Bo might actually hurt him, but the nut punch is what's important to the guy recommending this shit. So, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. So the Sugar Beet Ranch.
You know.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
If you're taking offense to the wine guy suggesting that because you like Sweet Beet Ranch, you're a sadomasochist and you want to be punched in the balls, please write us. Because I'm offended for you.
I think if you buy Sugar Beet Ranch, you're a bag of dicks. That's what I think. So,
what? Why you gotta call me that?
Because you're a bag of dicks. That's why.
Jesus.
So, Scott, did you see anything else on the website about this wine?
I don't want to look at that.
Yeah, I know they put you on a list.
No, it takes you nowhere.
Takes you. Well, yes, exactly.
I mean it. Sweet Beet Farm.
That's a different... That's actually a different one. That's a pornography site, probably.
There's nothing. You don't get a hit on it.
Aren't there shirts or pictures of shirtless men on there?
That was Grafone.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We would love to sex you up. When you drink the Grafone, all women will come to you with their clothes off.
Okay. And when you drink the Grafone White, all men will love you because you're beautiful.
That's you, Mike Pence. So, in the glass, Sugar Beet Ranch. This is in the Riedel glass, not in the novelty glass or the highball glass.
You're going in.
Why not?
You know, it looks the part.
It looks the part.
It looks like a cab.
Yes, but
it's got a decent... You know, the legs are nice. It's not... I mean, actually, it's got nice legs.
Sure. How's it smell, motherfucker?
God.
How's it smell, motherfucker?
Stick your nose in there.
I did. It smells like ass.
It really has nice legs. But then the legs come up to an unclean butthole.
It smells like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
On what's the wheat bread? The butter top?
Yeah, butter top.
It smells like butter top peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
There's nothing healthy or clean about that. Wine shouldn't smell that way. This wine does.
What do you mean?
Wonder how it smells in the novelty glass. Ooh, it smells different. I smell more to the jelly.
You know, it really does smell different.
Yes. Bo, you want a drink? Let's see if Labradoodle's.
It's much more appealing in the novelty glass.
No, it smells sweeter in the novelty glass.
It's fine. It's still much more appealing.
And what about the high?
Let's go to the highball.
The highball, folks.
Almost nothing. I think I'm going to drink this first.
Vegetable stock. It smells a little bit.
You wish it smelled like
vegetable
stock.
Maybe that's just a glass.
I'm going in, folks. And I'm
You're not doing the highball glass first. You're going to do this.
I'm doing the highball
You're
glass first.
You're doing the Riedel first.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, it smells best in the highball glass.
Too bad. Put that down. You're drinking there out of the Riedel. Out of the Riedel, motherfucker. You bought this shit. You're going to drink it, man.
Do I have to? My whole goal is just to make you drink it.
I feel like I'll throw up.
Yeah, go ahead, Ed.
Go ahead.
Let's go.
Neither one of us.
We're both faking each other out to not drink it.
Yeah.
I'm going for the highball first.
Sorry, I have to edit right now. You got okay, go ahead. No, you're drinking this. Let's go.
Highball.
No. Let's
okay.
Go. Ready?
Ready?
Go.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, go. Ah, he drank it. It touched his lips, folks. He's not drinking it, though.
You didn't dip it up. It's not in your mouth yet.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
This is savory fruit.
Mm.
Oh, it's that red meat minerality.
A dry wheat bread. Maybe a buttery crust. Crunchy peanut butter.
I'm trying the technique where I wet my lips and then run my tongue across my lips to see if I can taste anything. So far, it's been fine. I've never wanted to drink anything less than this wine. And we've had some doozies.
Well, you made it worse by putting it in 3 glasses.
Exactly. Whatever it takes to torture you, because you've got to taste it 3 fucking ways,
I'm
dickhead.
I'm just drinking it. Purple death, purple death, purple death.
So weird. It's not as sweet as I thought it'd be.
No, for sure. But it's purple death.
What is that odd? I don't even know if it's purple death. It's just death. It is so nondescript and light. It has a downy fabric softener.
Texture.
Floral component to it. It's not floral. Because you know it's faux, so it kind of tastes like fabric softener. Now, I've never eaten fabric softener, but I like the smell.
You're such a twisted and tormented soul.
But, I mean...
You know, earlier, somebody in the podcast made a Play-Doh reference.
Mm-hmm.
A floral, downy fabric softener reference?
It's odd.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
It's because there is some sweetness there, but it's mostly encompassed by nothingness. So it's so light and barely there that you don't even notice it. I mean, nothing. I mean, it hits your palate and is gone before you even know it. So it's kind of like having a shot. You always freak out about having a shot, but in reality, it's over. That's what this wine is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's what this is.
You're not good at wine.
No, Scott.
Not good at the word wine. You know what's interesting about this?
What?
Nothing.
No, it's completely...
And it's not that it's not bad.
What's bad? Because
it is. But it's actually, there's nothing really bad about it. That doesn't make it a good wine. It's a bad wine. But it's there's nothing.
Well, it's no 83. But
it's...
There's residual sugar, but the wine itself is so light. Honestly, I could see people that are don't take things seriously in drinking and just want to get turnt and want to pretend like they drink wine drinking this. It's 14.5%.
I'll pitch where you want to go.
I mean, the one thing I will say, a lot of the, you know, flip-flops and the some of those things have some... negative.
Oh, they've got bad qualities.
Yes. This wine doesn't have qualities.
Well, but it's also $15, I think.
I don't know what you paid for it.
I think $13.99.
Well, Scott, it's a premium product for a premium price. I mean, you
premium product for a premium price.
It is. Obviously, if you want to slum it up and trash it up and look like a trashy bastard, but you want to look like a sophisticated trashy bastard, you got to move up to the Sugar Beet Ranch, which is, you
know. I like my women a little on the trashy side.
I mean, they're out of the Stella Rosa, so you got to find something else to drink. What are you going to drink?
Jesus.
Sugar Beet Ranch, motherfucker.
Sugar Beet Ranch, motherfucker.
Onto the novelty glass.
We've had a lot worse. It's not good.
That's never, you know what? Nobody ever should hang their hat on us saying we've had
never
a lot
worse.
Yeah, because that means nothing.
Well, it means we've had more than 100 wines that were worse than this.
I mean, this is better than 19 Crimes.
By far.
Because it has less to it.
Well.
I mean, I like this better than anything that has bourbon barreled in it.
Oh.
Because it has less to it. There's nothing there. We're now on the novelty glass, folks.
The Purple Death is not as pronounced, but the nothingness is
still
more
there.
Pronounced. It's funny how that nothingness just won't go away. You know what?
What?
The Purple Death is more pronounced than that.
Well,
I think the Purple Death is just going to show more the longer we drink this.
What it tastes like, folks, is a sweet prune. That's it. One sweet prune.
But that's Purple Death.
Yeah,
so there, if there's a
dates.
Fruit characteristic of Purple Death, it's prune.
Dates and prune, yeah.
Are you going to say fig next?
No.
Is this fig Newton?
No, I'm talking about the crystalline sugar quality of a date.
You know what I'm going to do next?
I'll be honest, though.
I'm going to the snifter glass.
Are you?
That's actually, we've said highball. It's a snifter glass.
It's
a snifter.
You know, though, that there are people out there that would flip out over this wine if they drank it one time.
Who would flip out over this wine that deserves to live?
Well, I didn't say they deserve to live.
I mean, life is valuable. And you can do what you want with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you choose to drink Sugar Beet Ranch,
no, you've already given up on life.
Question your...
You're suicidal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I question the value you place on life in general.
You don't. I mean, I accept that completely.
Okay.
I mean, it's a terrible wine.
Well,
but
for
same
terrible
time,
people.
But, you know, we always say, like, people that want sweet, they don't want this. This isn't like that.
It isn't like that.
You know, it doesn't have...
We say sweet prune, but that's prune's a savory fruit, and it's just a moniker. It's just a descriptor of.
Yeah, this has all.
You have to call it something.
It has an. I mean, we know it's epic trash. However, a lot of these wines we don't know who they're selling it to because they're sweet, but then they have all this faux oak and all this other stuff. It's a train wreck.
This doesn't have that.
That makes it repulsive. This doesn't have oak. This is just
sweet prunes.
It's just a fruity wine drink.
There's some tannins there.
No, a little bit. It's like glass is, it's 5 seconds long. It's 5 seconds in length.
Snifter glass.
Oh, yes.
Let's get this shit over with.
Same difference. This would actually be decent for communion, except for the fact it's 14.5, but church wine.
Yeah, let's get everybody drunk.
Yeah, I know. This would actually work because it's very it's more similar to just plain old-fashioned grape juice because that's the actual body. Welch's grape juice, it has a little bit of that tart, well, astringency that grape juice has, but it also tastes a lot like just regular old Concord grape juice.
You know, actually, plainly, I prefer it out of the sniffer glass. It was the most appealing taste I had.
It's a palatable alcoholic grape drink. It's palatable.
Yep.
It's not wine. It's not a Cabernet. Well, it's not any of those things.
Don't
but
be so harsh. Next thing you know, you're going to give it an 83.
Oh, I'm not going to give it an 83.
What?
Trust me. The 83 is safe on this one.
Who would drink this? Well, mostly sad people.
Man, first of all, no one would because the label is dog shit and there's no marketing behind it. It's just bad.
It's fine.
You bought it, but that's about it.
Well, just for the show.
It's the price.
Try to piss you off.
Didn't work.
Yeah, it did.
Because let's go back through.
Son, you've been
let's start back up. Let's
sugar,
go back up here.
You've been talking about Sugar Beet Ranch since I bought it.
And I was right.
Well, I was right for buying it.
Joke's on you.
I gave you material.
For the second episode.
No, for eons and eons. You've been talking about Sugar Beet Ranch ever since I bought it.
I couldn't find a way because I was going to package it and to put in a first episode wine. I couldn't figure out how to match it up with anything or even do it in any kind of...
It's called fear. You fear the wrath of the Triple B.
No. If you can package it.
You do.
That's what we think we're going to talk about on the potpourri tonight.
Your fear of Becky?
No. How you put this show together?
Well...
Scott won't have much to say.
Because I just don't show but, up and
yes.
play.
Yes, I know. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So one thing I've been asked before is how we put these shows together. How do we figure out how to take a wine and match it up with something else? And, you know, say we... Because we randomly buy stuff. You know, we'll see something.
Well, we put more thought into it now than probably ever before.
We do. We try to figure out, and I think many shows are like this. They take... The material is the wine for us.
Yes, it is.
You know, simply stated. So you have a Sugar Beet Ranch. You look at it and you go, what can I do with that wine? And I came up blank.
Still asking that question.
Yeah, we'll drink it out of three different glasses. But... So say I'll get a cheap Chianti, and thinking back, and I'm sure you've heard this by now, this is probably a B episode, but the Gabbiano. I bought the regular Chianti for like $6, and I said, well, what can I do with this? I bought it because it was so damn cheap, and I said, oh, we'll match it up with the Chianti Classico, and we'll do an episode like that.
And that was a fun episode.
Yeah. Semillon. I had two Semillons, and we had both of them, and I said, you know, individually... You know, the Sauternes as an episode by itself, it's not going to go very far because it's a very small bottle. But if we paired them together, we could do kind of this, we could travel through Semillon.
Well, and...
We've done that many times. We'll take...
Well, different
the
varietals,
cheap bottle challenges, yeah.
The Semillon episode, we got to talk more and see different sides of Semillon, even though we had two bottles.
Yeah.
We discussed it in mass, per se.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, if you haven't heard that episode, go back. That was a really good show, folks.
It was a good show.
And, you know, sometimes it's just about poking fun or shooting shit or getting turned. But, you know, occasionally we nail it. We can teach you a little bit. And Semillon, really good grape.
What's an episode you can think back that you enjoyed, Scott?
There's so many where we just, you get surprised by something. You know, I'll never forget, you know, we recently revisited Apotagua, and it's
sure.
And it's fantastic.
Oh, the Pinot episode, yeah.
Yeah, but that first Apotagua, or just blows you away how good it was. Or Hecula, how it just blows you away. Or Dantelion. But just those really special wines where, you know, they're $10, $12, $13 and they're fantastic.
Well, think about this.
That's why we do this.
We have, as of this moment when we're talking, I think we're on episode 208. 208.
Nice.
Published. Now, we probably have another 60 or 70 that we've never released. So we almost have damn near every day of 1 year doing this. But we've done it since what? 2016, right?
Sounds right.
Yeah, fall of 2016 is when we started this. So we're almost 4 years in of doing this. You think back about, I mean, just the ones we've published. How many wines? Think about doing 208 bottles of wine. But that was more than that, because we had some episodes, we had 3 bottles. We probably have 240 bottles in that 208. Jesus.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's an epic trip, you know, that we've taken.
Pose the same question to you. What's a memorable episode for you, or what's one you remember?
I remember a lot of them. One of them that some of them that I've enjoyed were some of the, often the bad ones. Like we had the $5 challenge wine where those are bad. But I come back, one of the ones that I enjoy was the earthquake, Zen, where you and I did that. You tried to punk me on those stupid ass wines that you had from Grifone and your nasty wine.
Well,
that's a good one. Let's see here. But also, I mean, typically, when all three of us have those epic episodes where it's more than one wine, you know, and it's good stuff. The Centine was good. The Pinots were good when we did the California versus France episode.
I hope the listeners enjoy also where, you know, we're having a wine and we have an honest difference of opinion, whether it's you like it and I don't or vice versa. I think of that dry sherry episode where you just freaking destroyed me, but I really liked it. I'd never had a dry sherry before, and I really liked it. Now, does that make Rob the Wine Guy question my moral fortitude?
No, I just think you're insane.
It did, but he probably should anyway. You know, for me, some of our most memorable episodes, you know, I in general don't like sweet things. And then through the show and even beyond the show, I've gone on a little journey of port.
Oh, yeah.
And we've had some great port episodes.
We haven't done Batra-sized stuff yet. We've done a little bit with the Sauternes and we've done, but there's so many things from Australia that would be nice. The R.H. Bueller series from the Muscats and the Elderton's Golden Semillon and all sorts of stuff that I think that it's just one of those things. If I bought one of those, I would want to hold it because I love those things and I think they're so cool. But to buy like the Elderton's, that's your next thing. Buy Elderton's Golden Semillon for the show.
Okay.
Just buy it and we'll drink it. We have so many things though coming up, and I'm just thinking about the stuff that's in there. And it's this is an episode, the B episodes they make on the website. They get posted here and there, but sometimes they get, you know, like the Sherry episode was a B episode and it made it anyway. But we have so many interesting things. Some things are standard, but we'll make something out of those. But you know what I'm really excited about?
What are you excited about?
We still have some Apatagua stuff, but the Triple B has been, she actually now is on wine.com with my app, and she does understand how money works, and she just orders shit. So what did she order? She ordered like, I don't know. It's like, I said, well, you know, this or that's there, so you know, it'll be gone. So she just orders all of it, and it's like $60. I'm like, what the hell?
She ordered. What'd she get when you put stuff in your cart?
I didn't. She put it in her cart. And she just, there's nothing in our cart.
Because she bought it all.
Yeah. What was it? There's a New Zealand Pinot Noir coming in. That's pretty cool because New Zealand Pinot Noir. A Spanish Tempranillo that got a 93 from the Spectator for $17.99. You've seen it, I'm sure. And then the last one is we are going to be branching off into Uruguay.
What?
Marazan.
Why?
Because Uruguay is good and they make good wine. Garzon is the winery. We're going to have a Uruguayan wine.
Enjoy soon. Uruguay's men's national team in soccer.
Yeah. You're going to have their wine.
Do I have to?
It's got 92s across the board.
Yeah, but James Suckling 92s don't.
What about Robert Parker?
He's dead. He retired.
He's not dead.
He's dead. In the wine world, he's dead.
It should be a good wine. It should be a good wine. That
from Uruguay?
Yeah. Mason Sauvignon Blanc is something that I've remembered.
From Mason, Ohio?
Mason from Napa. Napa. They only make one thing. That.
Okay.
The 17 Zingare. We got 93 from the Spectator.
So a little, we've been to Zingare before, so we're coming back to it.
Maybe I'll just drink that on the deck sometime. And then, what is the last thing that she got? Oh, no, that was the, that Pinot that we had the other night. It was from Willamette Valley.
Oh.
She said, order it. It's cheaper on wine.com by $1. So I ordered a bottle of that. That's just to sit down for 2 or 3 years because I said it's closed. It needs 2 or 3 years. She said, okay, buy it. Put 2 or 3 years on it. Okay. There's like 7 bottles.
So she bought it Friday, and then you ordered another bottle on wine.com.
No. Yeah, she bought it. I told her to go buy a bottle of wine.
And she picked a Pinot.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Of course. Well.
I told her to spend $25, and she comes back, and she spent. I said, you didn't spend $25. She goes, why? I said, I know exactly what they charge for that, and it's $23.99. Don't ask me why I know that. That's insane.
Oh, Jesus. That's close enough to $25.
What was that wine? I'll look it up on my phone real quick. I will tell you quickly, folks. It's a Oregon one that everybody knows.
It wasn't Eloan.
Four Graces.
Four
Graces. The Four Graces,
yeah.
Nice.
You see it everywhere.
Needs time. But one thing I have been buying, folks, is the Garage Company wineries.
Chilean.
Yes. I bought the Vigno, the Carignan, their field blend. 97 from Parker. And I also bought one of the Paez. It's here now, too. 92 from Parker.
The other white blend.
It's a red. It's okay.
Other white blend.
It's not a white blend.
Other white blend.
Yeah, I know. You think that, but
no, it's what they said.
And you think extra dry is drier than brut.
Well, I got that wrong.
Yes, because that's another episode we're working on. Can a canned sparkler be better than a nasty bottle of sparkler?
That'd be fun.
It would help if you picked the right one.
Well,
but, you know.
I want it to be drier.
Extra dry. Folks, so you know, folks, extra dry is less dry than brut.
Brut, yeah.
Yeah. Extra brut is very dry.
Oh, so extra brut's the way to go.
The only place I've ever seen do that is Korbel. Natural. Korbel Natural. It's the driest that they make.
Korbel Natural.
That's right. So, folks, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So the Sugar Beet Ranch. Scott wanted to wax poetic offline. I wouldn't let him do it.
Yeah, off air I said, you know what's good about this wine? Nothing.
No, nothing.
And, you know, the benefit of drinking it from three wine glasses is more dishware to clean.
It is.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my glass that has a little bit of wine left from the previous episode. I just have longing memories of what a good wine tastes like.
It's true.
It's not this. So I guess we're going to go with a score.
Sure.
For this. So it deserves some credit in that it's not as bad as either of us expected this garbage to be.
I was going to give it a niner, yeah.
But it's still garbage. It's a drinkable garbage. I think somewhere, somehow, somebody will go, Sugar Beet Ranch, I love it.
It's so very good for you.
It's high in antioxidants because it's in the Lodi Valley.
What?
Yeah, something like that.
No one's going to say that.
No, people say whatever they want.
Okay.
They justify their behavior by making shit up. And somebody's going to say this is good. They're wrong. This number has to start with a 7. I'm going 78.
That's a lot of my points. That's a lot of points.
Well, you know, it is sugary.
I'm giving it a 75.
75 of your points.
I am.
It's very generous.
Would you like to know why?
Why? I would love to know why.
I have no idea. It just deserves a 75.
Well.
There's no mathematical computation for this wine. I mean, what the hell are you going to give it? I'm sure enthusiasts would give an 86. They have a sliding scale for these wines. The thing is, I think I've never met anybody or spoke to them that would like this wine, but it's not as disgusting as some of those wines. So if you want a sweeter wine without the bullshit of oak or structure or anything like that, and you just want to get drunk,
not important,
or you want to make a sangria, or...
You know, this might not make a bad sangria.
I think it would actually make a decent sangria. You want it's an expensive sangria, but, you know,
well,
if you want to make an expensive sangria, that'll do it. I mean, there's nothing there. At least they knew. At least they knew we're going to make a sweeter wine.
They put it around the label, Sugar Beet Ranch.
And they're not going to be obtrusive about it and just let it be as it is. And quite frankly, that wine gets mid-70s. I would recommend it to people that I would like to hit with a bat.
Well, or swing and miss, just to scare.
No.
You don't. I don't think you'd give this to somebody you really want to hurt.
Yeah. It's the best thing for them, really. Their therapy is going nowhere. I mean, I want to know who drinks this. You know, if I put it in Dixie cups, it just to like, you know, and some of the, oh, this is the good one.
You know, we drank it out of everything else.
You know, then you'd have some sort of secret contraption that would just zap them.
What would you serve with Sugar Beet Ranch?
Cyanide.
Cyanide.
A vial of Drano. Because that's the next step.
Ammonia in a pipe bomb.
Yes. Yes. A pressure cooker filled with ball bearings.
Oh,
it's the next logical step.
Wrong move.
That's right. A rubber hose in a closed garage.
Jesus.
I mean, you know, we're just going to that next step. You know, you're already bad off. Then you're just taking it to the next step, the next level. That's what that is.
Sawed off. Baseball bat.
Sawed off baseball bat?
Yeah, you take the top off a baseball bat.
And
so
do
you just
what?
Got the handle. So you can club somebody.
You're doing it to yourself.
That's called something different, and you don't need a baseball bat. That's a little of the 5-on-1 wrestling there, son.
Okay.
Yeah, but there you go.
Okay.
You did the math. You know, very proud of you, that Liberty Union
little,
math.
Little blindfold driving.
A little blindfold driving.
That's right.
Blindfold gear shift.
Yes.
Shifting gears. Mm-hmm. Manual transmission.
Yes. Playing Russian roulette with a semi-automatic clipped pistol.
No, doesn't work for me.
Well, it's
doesn't work. It's not.
You just, but you have an inevitable place you're getting to. That's what this wine is.
Well, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
There's only one direction, and it's down. At least you know where rock bottom is. It's here.
You know, the truth is, though, there's a lot lower rock bottoms than Sweet Pea Ranch.
Yeah, but that's different, man. You know, you're down here. You really just need to say, I could go two ways.
Mogan David and Manshevitz?
No, I could off myself. Or I could pick up myself by the bootstraps and do something different with my life. Just saying. I'm trying to be helpful.
You're so helpful.
People want choices in life, man.
They do. You can either off yourself or drink this.
I mean, you're not worth anything. Might as well. I'm not advocating that, but you should. You know.
Why would somebody drink this?
I don't know.
I don't either. It's just so
they can't bad. Have strong self-esteem. But then again, we've already determined that they're rock bottom and they should make one of two choices. You know.
You know, I remember when I used to stalk TV personalities.
Why would you do that?
Well, because you told me I needed to.
Stalk people?
Yeah, the you know, Joffrey.
What about him?
I don't like him.
Why? Because he's with your woman?
He is.
Okay.
I
she's a little young for you, isn't she?
She's actually a little older than me.
That's hard to believe.
It's okay.
It's hard to believe.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I miss those days.
Miss what days?
The stalking days.
When you're being a creeper? Trust me, that's never left. It's always been there.
Well, it's sometimes more than others.
I know. Wow.
I just miss those TV episodes where I'm like hanging out in the background and...
You've never Enos. Been around her. You say Enos?
Ina Garten. I miss her so.
What?
I do. Well, I was there. In my mind, I was there.
Don't know if you're joking or not. So, folks, for Scotty and licensed taxi driver, I gave a score, yeah.
Joke.
Yeah.
Did you give a score?
75.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good score.
It's a good. It's a very strong score. So for Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver, and Rob, the wine guy, we're going to bid you adieu. One of two choices, obviously. If you like this wine, we'll really be bidding adieu, but nevertheless.
Well, if you like this wine, go fuck yourself.
Hey, it's better than drinking it. Here on the Wine Vault. Good night.